The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
As part of our Keep It Local campaign, with thanks to Square, Built for Every Business, we've been going around the country sussing out how businesses are recovering from the pandemic as hopefully we move towards the end of it. This morning, as part of that campaign, we're coming to you from Kenmare's newest hotel, the Lansdowne. And we're here with the owner of that hotel and also the man who's responsible for keeping the Park Hotel in tip-top shape, John Brennan. John, good morning.
Hello, and welcome. Pat. You're very welcome indeed.
Yourself and the brother have had a busy winter, have you not?
We had. There was a lockdown, is right. We had a busy winter. We were in the middle of renovating the Park Hotel from the front door to the back door. Major, major job. First time in 30 years to do such a comprehensive job. And then we had the opportunity to buy the Lansdowne right in the middle of it. So we took that opportunity and we landed ourselves with a lot of work for the last 6 months, but thankfully it all has paid off. We're open and business
and
is good.
It's a splendid hotel. For people who are thinking, you know, Park versus Lansdowne, what's the difference?
Lansdowne's right in the centre of town. It's roughly around about half the price of the Park. The service is very different from the Park. The Park is, we always have a saying in the Park, we don't do weddings, dinner, dances, funerals, baptisms, divorces, or separations. We look after happy couples. And we do that in the Lansdowne as well, but it's much more casual hotel than the Park.
Yeah, I heard someone saying, you know, in the Park, they carry your bags. Yes. In the Lansdowne, you carry your own. Is that too...
I said that at an interview and brother cut the hands off me afterwards, so I don't know who's carrying the bags now.
Anyway, it's a terrific job. I mean, substantially, the hotel was here, but you've refurbed all of it, basically.
It's funny now, actually, because the room we're in here at the minute, we replaced the windows in, and we took out the windows. There was a bog oak as a purlin on the top of the window, and it was there since 1790. And we had to carve a little bit out to fit the new windows in, and the smell of the wood was spectacular. And there isn't one ounce of dry rot in this building. It's a magnificent build. Compared to how has been built in later years, it won't stand
so
the test of time.
So built in the late...
1790s,
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Many people will know Jimmy McCarthy's song, As I Leave Behind Nadine.
Yes.
And then when I came here for the first time, I realised that the Gaeilge for Kenmare is Nadine. How does that come about?
Yeah, the little nest. Kenmare is right between the Beara and the Ring of Kerry peninsulas. And it was a planned town, which is quite unusual for Ireland. There's only a handful of planned towns in Ireland. And the interesting thing about Kenmare is it's actually a triangle. And it's a wonderful plan because you can never change a triangle. And the three streets of the triangle all had their own focus, which is Shelburne Street was the residential street, Henry Street was the shopping street, and Main Street was the trading street because it's three times wider than Henry Street for the cattle to trade on.
And this was all deliberate because the designer of the town realised what the functions of the town would be.
Yeah,
so what happened on Main Street, the widest street
that
in
that was
Kenmare?
Where they came to town to trade.
It was the fair?
A fair, yeah. A cattle on the Main Street, halfway between Killarney and Bantry. And William Petty, who did the Down Survey for Ireland, which Cromwell commissioned to map Ireland for the first time, and he was crowned Lord Lansdowne as a result of the Down Survey afterwards, he inherited 3,600 acres in this area. But that was only half the story, because also Cromwell gave his soldiers various different parcels of land, which William Petty bought subsequently, and by the time he died, he had 270,000 acres of land in this area.
Now, there is a mystery that I've never really been able to understand. I mean, there's Bantry Bay and there's all Dublin Bay and all the rest of it. There's the Kenmare River, and some people call it Kenmare Bay and some people call it Kenmare River.
Yeah.
There is a reason.
There is.
Yeah.
Petty must have had a drop of Irish blood in him because he was cute, and because he knew he was inheriting this land around the bay, and he called Dingle Bay and Bantry Bay, but here he called it Kenmare River because at that time and still today, you're allowed fishing rights on a river which you're not allowed on the sea. So once he called it a river, he was allowed fishing rights. So there you go.
So that's the reason for it. Now, business. Obviously, you would in the Park normally close for some months of the winter, open for Christmas, then close and all the rest of it. It gave you the window of opportunity to refurbish. But how was last year without an American in sight? How is this year without an American in sight?
We are blessed in Ireland that we have a domestic market, which has kept the whole industry alive for the last 18 months, 2 years. And many countries in the world don't have that, and we're just so lucky to have it and so lucky that they have supported the industry so well. Last year, despite the fact we only operated for 10 weeks, in the middle of the end of the summer last year. Business was very, very good. And the lockdown came down again, the second lockdown, and the government supports were very supportive. And we muddled our way through it. And we're back open, and our fingers are crossed that we stay open. But so far, so good.
Now, in terms of the bad side, we were talking to Adrian Cummins earlier about people making fake reservations. I'm sure you have mechanisms because you're tech smart and all the rest to stop that happening. But cancellations is an issue. You know, real people, not fake people, cancelling.
Yeah, no. We have a policy in the hotel. If it's COVID-related, it's 100% cancel free of charge. There's no question whatsoever. But there is a cohort out there, and I think it was alluded to this morning, that people who book multiple places, and that also goes for hotel rooms, and then decide within the last minute of the cancellation policy, oh, I'll go here, I'll go there. And that's hard to deal with because you're trying to run a hotel and keep people employed.
Because you've turned people away because you're fully booked.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you've got a...
And neither of our properties here are in Drumquina either are short lead-in properties. They're kind of places where you decide, yes, we're going to go there in September, we're going to go there in October. It's not where you say, right, we'll go next week. So short lead-in cancellations are difficult to deal with. But certainly if it's COVID-related, there's no question about it. We all live in a difficult world and we all help each other, and that's just the way it is.
Now, one of the jewels in your crown is Drumquina. You mentioned it, and it's an old manor house, but it has on it a glamping site, which is fantastic. I've stayed in it, so I know. It seems to be made for COVID.
Because
it's outdoors. It's isolated.
Sure.
Everyone's in their own bubble.
I'm not too sure what the rain that's happening outside at the minute, but anyway, it has traded very well, and it's a lovely experience. But it was ahead of its time of COVID, given the fact that you're surrounded with fresh air. But it has worked very, very well. We're very happy with Drumquina the way it has gone over the years.
And the idea is, instead of sleeping on rocky ground with a sleeping bag, you're sleeping in a proper bed with Egyptian.
Yeah, goose down pillows.
Sort of
I always think now when families come and the children, and in a few years' time they'll go to Glastonbury or someplace, and I'm thinking they won't know what camping, they won't know what hit them when they go out there.
So Kenmare is a tourist hub, and one of the tragedies earlier in the summer was when people were on holiday and very few places could open. They didn't have facilities for outdoor dining.
Yes.
So it's been tough for many of them.
Yeah, and it's tough to understand the regulations, both from an operator and from a customer's point of view. And certainly with the checking, we've had awful difficulties in the last 3 or 4 days with the check coming in on the certs. Some of them don't work. They're overseas people. They're not registered and so on and so forth. They're all bumps that we just have to deal with. And I think there has to be some sense of common sense in the whole thing that gets us through. And once we play safe, I think we all just have to work together to get on with it.
Now, happily, your businesses are going well. The Lansdowne Kenmare, the Park Kenmare, and Drumquina glamping for weddings and all of that, because there is a wedding facility out there. For people who are visiting the area generally, what's to do?
Loads to do in Kenmare. We have a new company down at the pier which are renting out boats at the minute, which is fantastic because you can go down Kenmare River, as you call it, and explore down there. We have plenty of riding stables locally. We have a great company in Kenmare who do electric bikes rental. Good walking, a good walk from the Park Hotel every Saturday morning at 10:30 across the old road from Killarney. A fantastic trip through the Gappadun Low and down through the Lakes of Killarney on the boats. Plenty of things to do.
Plenty of things to do, and the fresh air and all of that. I mean, it's a wonderful part of the world, and every turn in the road gives you another view, another
you see,
vista.
I'm not from Kerry, so I can say this because I'm not biased. But you can drive the Ring of Berry and you can drive the Ring of Kerry and you won't see three factories. It is tourism here, and they know that since 200 years, and it's just in their DNA, and that's why they give it such a good experience down here, because there is nothing else here but tourism. So if we don't make the tourists happy and give them a good experience, we have nothing to live on for the winter. It's very simple.
So it's very simple. They know what side their brown bread is buttered on.
Exactly. Homemade.
Well, John, as I say, you're thriving at the moment. Long may that continue. Let's hope there are no more COVID bumps in the road. But John, for the moment, our host today in the Lansdowne, Kenmare, and across the road, the park, and up the road, Drumquina. My God, what energy this man has. John, thank you very
much, Pat,
for joining
you.
Us.